This is the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.
Amber, we're talking about Christmas because it's less than a month away, and I'm asking because I have no idea what the appropriate answer is.
Mm-hmm.
How much do people spend on their partners for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask the masses because it's great to ask you, but I'm not going to beat around the bush. A, you're a little bit useless, and B, you're pretty poor. I know you weren't the same as me, but somehow, 3 days after payday, I'm like, whew, I'm really impressed. I paid all my bills and my mortgage, and Amber's like, I've been on a bender. I've got no money.
As the Venga boys said, we like to party.
Right.
We like to party.
Thought you were about to proposition me with a bit of boom, boom, boom. I'd like you in my room.
Absolutely not. So we've asked you on 13, 12, 16. Joining us online, we've got Chrissy. Good morning.
Morning.
Chrissy, I'm new to all this. Can you tell me how much you plan on spending on your partner this Christmas?
Look, we've been together for a little while, so only like $50. And both people have to agree.
Okay. So this is a discussion you two had.
Yes, because last year we didn't have the discussion necessarily and had the no vouchers. One person got a voucher, the other person got something excessive and no good.
Right.
Okay.
Chrissy, do you have kids?
Yes.
Okay, so I was just saying that I think if a couple have kids, maybe they'll spend a bit more on the children and a bit less on each other. But yes. Billows and I are obviously both very childless. So
yes, but just like I said, making sure that everyone's on the same page, because otherwise, it gets to Christmas Day, someone's got something, someone hasn't,
But even then, I think that sometimes, like, some girls will put down a rule like that, and then if we follow, it's like on Christmas Day rolls around, it's, oh.
Thought
you might have gone a bit over the rule, but like, what? I thought it was a rule.
Don't even get me started with the vouchers.
The New York Post has released their list of worst movies and actors from the year. They call it the turkeys. They release it at Thanksgiving.
Bring it on.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler has taken out worst actor for his horrible film, and his one of their worst films of the year also was his film Pixels.
Ah, I haven't seen that.
You can save your time. I have seen it. Kevin James plays the President of the United States.
Oh.
He'd be more believable as a bodybuilder than the President, so I can save you that one right there. After that, I think there's, well, look, there's a bit of low-hanging fruit, and then I think there's just, the New York Times is just up its own rear a little bit much, sort of looking down its nose. I mean, did you see the movie Chappie? It was set in South Africa.
Yes.
I enjoyed the hell out of Chappie.
I thought Chappie was good.
It is one of the least charming family movies of all time, they said.
Is it supposed to be a family movie?
It was also one of the most violent movies of the year. I didn't think it was a family movie at all.
No.
Chappie was great.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear what you thought of Chappie if you think it belongs on the New York Times list of worst movies. Hugh Jackman's Pan was one of the worst ones. I didn't see this. This was a Peter Pan movie that came out this year.
No, I haven't seen that either.
But yeah, I don't know. I know he went all out, and sometimes when actors really swing for the fence, it doesn't always pay off, and you end up with maybe Hugh Jackman's Pan was one of these.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes an actor takes an interesting choice, and you end up with Captain Jack Sparrow. So sometimes you got to swing for the fence. Did you see the interview with Seth Rogen and that other guy?
Yes. Who was in that?
James Franco.
James Franco.
Is on their list of one of the worst movies of the year.
There was a big build-up for interview.
Because
because they weren't allowed to, at first it was like,
it was going to start a war.
Yeah, do not make this movie.
Yeah, so Netflix released it, and look, I didn't think it was the best movie of the year.
Mm.
I didn't think it was the worst.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think it was the worst.
I'm just thinking that New York Times might be, okay, 50 Shades of Grey made the list, you saw it.
Yeah, I guess it was just what you thought it was going to be.
I heard that it was tamer and a bit more boring than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic Four made the list. Yeah. From what I've heard, I haven't even seen that one.
Oh.
I've seen every comic book movie from the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
The Annie remake.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen that.
Didn't see that either.
That probably could have been left alone.
Well, yeah. Well, what Willow Smith wants, Willow Smith gets. Those bloody Smith kids. the Entourage movie.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
I didn't mind it. The Transporter refueled. I saw that just recently. It's pretty bad. It was never going to be the best movie of the year. It's a Transporter 4. They don't have Jason Statham in it anymore. They're just trying to make a fun action movie, and they did.
Mm.
So I don't know. I think the New York Times has just been a bit lazy.
13, 12, 16, if you're feeling a bit passionate about something that the New York Times wrote on their list.
Well, they called The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 a 2-hour trailer.
Oh.
That's not fair. I enjoyed Mockingjay Part 1. Oh. Avengers Age of Ultron, which is just a setup for more sequels. Jurassic World made the list.
Oh, that was brilliant.
It was one of the funnest movies of the year. 13, 12, 16. Yeah. What are your thoughts on the New York Times worst list?
Trying not to swear,
I really am, because this made me angry. I mean, Ted 2. Ted 2 was funny. Yeah. It wasn't the best movie of the year. It was never going to be.
Yeah.
Certainly wasn't the worst.
Nah.
He's lazy, I reckon. Amber, out of you and your brother, who is the favourite child? I know you're going to say you. Have you done anything to earn it, or is it just a, well, it's just me?
Just being legendary.
So you've done nothing to earn it, right?
I touch base. I like to touch base with everyone all the time. So
yeah, I
make my presence very known.
Yeah, but it's mainly so you can get a hot meal every day of the week without annoying someone too often. Be honest.
Nah.
It's like, when was the last time we were there? 10 nights ago, they're getting a phone call.
Wait, so I can't just visit my parents because I love them?
Well,
no,
it's
because I'm hungry, of course.
I was going to say, if you did it in the middle of the day, I'd believe that.
I do it in the middle of the day.
The Hemsworths are a little different. I know who the favourite is, and I know why. Chris Hemsworth. Oh, no, I get them confused as well.
It's Chris Hemsworth.
Which one's which? Liam's the younger one. Liam's the Hunger Games one.
Yes.
Okay, Liam Hemsworth was doing an interview when they were talking about this very thing. Who's the favourite? And he's
you love Chris Hemsworth so much, but you can never tell them apart.
I know, because I just call him Thor all the time.
Yeah.
Liam's in an interview and they're like, who's the favourite son? And they're like, he says, it's probably Chris, because one day, out of the blue, Thor rings up the old man, who, for the sake of this, I'm going to call Odin. rings up the old man and says, oh yeah, what's going on? No, not much. Hey, you got your net bank open? Oh, I can. Why is that? Crack that open for me. Thor had completely wiped out all his parents' debt. Just cut him a check, transferred that over, and now they can do, well, they love doing, they're able to spend more time with the kids, and they also love doing stuff with children. Like, one's a teacher and one's a youth worker. And so now they've got more time to do that because they've got zero debt.
Isn't that something that you just wish you could do?
I know, wouldn't that be great? I mean, don't get me wrong, my mum's got more money than me, so that shouldn't be an issue, but
so,
where's Liam in all this?
Bubs could wipe your debt.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. What's Liam doing? He's got that Hunger Games money, he's just sitting there. Sit on a giant pile of it.
Give him a couple of years. I mean, it took Chris that long to clear his parents' debt. Honestly, that would probably be the first thing I would do if I had a butt ton of money.
Probably pay off a little bit of my debt first and then maybe work on other people's. Had a big weekend.
Yeah.
Busy one.
Oh, yeah.
So on Friday when we knocked off, first thing we did was we drove out to Trentham because Trentham were having a wine sale. And, you know, need to stock up, you know, a few Christmas presents here and there. We picked up a few wines at Trentham at a low, low price.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy. Last thing I said to you before we left was, I'm also going to hit the Zilzy one on Sunday because we went to that last year and bought heaps of wine.
Now, knowing that you were going to have a big Saturday night,
yes,
this was an interesting statement that you made.
It certainly was, because we went to the River Rock Festival on Saturday and we were in a nice little VIP tent next to the stage, open bar.
Got me good, the open bar.
I drank such a responsible amount, you would not believe the amount of responsibility, Amber.
So proud.
I was so responsible that in line with the broadcasting standards,
yes,
I drank the most responsible amount you've ever seen.
That's the best. Good
so on you. Sunday, I was pretty rough.
Yeah.
But, so help me God, I was going to this wine sale because it's going to set me up for the year. I'm not going to need to buy wine for the rest of the year.
Did you go?
Set the alarm for 8:30.
Oh, gross.
Oh, girlfriend's lying next to me. She's like, do we need... Yes, we're doing this. I'm getting up for a shower. I'm not happy about being awake or even alive at this point.
Okay.
Have a quick coffee. I'm like, that wasn't a great idea. I got this. Look, I'm like, I don't even know where Zilzy is. I went last year. I don't know where it is. Get the GPS out. Okay, I know where I'm going now.
Yep.
We follow it. It's out the other side of Redcliffe.
Yes.
We get there.
Quite a drive on a Sunday morning.
It's
at 8
a trek. Get there and the gate's closed and it says no sell at all sales or something like that on the gate. And we're like, that's weird. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe we keep going. Maybe this is like the service entrance or something like that.
Yeah.
Keep going around. No, that was definitely the entrance. Then girlfriend goes, have you got the right day? Open up Facebook, check the event. Next Sunday. I could have stayed in bed that whole time. And I didn't have any wine.
Rookie.
It was such a rookie mistake.
Pillows.
Yeah. Taylor Swift's in the country at the moment. Did you know that?
She is.
She's on her tour and going great guns from all accounts. Wouldn't have a clue. I don't know what she's doing. She's on tour. I know that much.
Yes.
I'm sure it's going swimmingly.
Because Taylor Swift fans are big fans.
They certainly are. And this story that I've got here is about a young Taylor Swift fan. Her name is Georgia Hope. I won't get started on the spelling of Georgia's first name.
Okay, it's not relevant.
J-O-R-J-A. I assume she was brought up in the ghetto.
I know a Georgia that's spelt like that.
Shout out to Georgia.
Assumption.
Your name's
is ignorant.
Ridiculous. Georgia with. Just, that's horrible spelling.
What's the story, mate?
Or Georgia? Don't you dare cut this off. Georgia has a condition called progressive inner ear hearing loss,
and
Amber.
You just teased her name.
Yeah, I didn't tease the fact that she's going to lose her hearing, so she's got a ghetto name. Two different things.
Georgia. Give us a call, 13-12-16.
Not every Georgia, just J-O-R-J-O.
Okay.
She is going to go deaf eventually, Amber. She was worried that she was actually going to lose her hearing before the Taylor Swift concert. This was a genuine concern she had.
That's really sad.
It would have been really sad. So an online campaign was started to try to get Georgia to meet Taylor Swift before she lost her hearing.
Right.
They were able to make this happen. She got to go backstage and meet Taylor Swift. She said she was very, very amazing and very pretty. I didn't expect her to be as tall as she was. There's a photo of the two of them, and Taylor Swift is head and shoulders tall as this girl.
She's quite tall, yeah.
It was very, very fun, and we danced all night, she said about the show. So I just wanted to do, you know, every now and then I've got to give Taylor a little bit of a shout out for when she does something nice.
She's a good role model.
Yes. In other news, Taylor Swift and her crew have been accused of harming and unsettling rare birds during a photo shoot in New Zealand. So, you know, swings and roundabouts. What's appropriate to take to the salvos?
Okay.
Here we go. First one. Just yes or no. Appropriate or inappropriate? A shirt that doesn't fit you.
Yes.
Appropriate?
Yes.
We can take that to the salvos.
Definitely.
A box of empty beers.
No.
No, that's right. They don't need any empty beers. They're fine.
I feel like I'm about to get tricked.
Some pants you don't like.
Yes.
Fine, yeah, take that in. Someone's
like them.
That's right. A live grenade.
Oh, no.
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 No, you answered that one with the correct amount of speed as well.
Thank you.
It's pretty straightforward. You shouldn't take a live grenade to the salvos. Amber, someone in the States has taken a whole heap of donated items to what they call the Goodwill store in America. And while they were going through their bag of goodies, they're like, oh, haven't we got some nice pants? Oh, a shirt that didn't fit them.
Oh, an empty box of beer bottles.
Does this look like a live grenade to everyone else? Yes, it does. Everybody out.
So, like, the pin was pulled?
No, as in live, as in it was complete.
Been. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it. God, if a pin was pulled, they would have moved pretty damn quick, Amberino.
I'm sorry. Excuse my ignorance. Yeah. I don't know much about grenades. I'm sorry.
I think you'd know that if you pull the pin on them, they explode.
Yeah, but after how much time?
Long enough that if you donate it to the salvos and then they have enough time to start going through it, yeah, it's probably going to explode by then.
Okay.
Yeah. Bomb squad were called and it was disposed of. I just love the quote at the end. Goodwill says anyone making a donation should make arrangement with law enforcement to dispose of any items that appear to be ammunition.
Do you remember when iPhone changed from the iPhone 4 to the iPhone 5 and they changed their charger adapter?
I'm not an iPhone user, but I do remember this because I use an iPod for all my music needs.
Yep.
And it's no secret that I love having iPod docks around my house.
Yeah.
So I can have music wherever I am. So when they changed that, people were like getting iPod docks built into furniture and then Apple goes and changes it. And Apple are annoying anyway because every phone manufacturer uses a standard USB charger and Apple are like, please.
Well, yeah, they need to keep getting money from us, right? Well, new reports suggest anyone who purchases an iPhone 7, which is set to come out sometime next year, so cool your jets, guys, will also have to upgrade their headphones or will have to use an adapter.
They are not going against a standard headphone jack.
Yeah, so they're planning on ditching the 3.5mm headphone jack.
Oh.
In order to make the phone, the new iPhone 7, slimmer and lighter.
That is so obnoxious.
I know. So Apple will also release its own pair of earpods with a lightning connector at the same time as the iPhone 7. So they're going to bring out headphones in conjunction with the new iPhone 7.
You know what this tells me? Apple hates its customers.
Isn't that rude?
Because do you use headphones in your iPod at all?
Yeah, and I don't like to be told what kind of headphones to use. I've got a pair of Beats at home. Yeah? I've got like 4 pairs of headphones.
Any of the ones you use, the white Apple ones?
Yeah, I've probably got a or maybe 2 pairs of those.
But do you use them?
Nah.
They are the most uncomfortable headphones on the planet. That'd be enough. If I was an Apple user, that'd be enough to make me jump ship.
But I don't know how to use Android. I like Apple.
Yeah, but you'd
learn.
iPhone. You'd figure it out. It's not hard.
I know, but...
They're designed to be as user-friendly as possible.
How annoying is that?
That, I cannot believe Apple's doing that. That is just ridiculous.
What a first world problem. Users could also opt for wireless Bluetooth headphones.
So that's fair. Don't
have to do the jack thing, which is probably the way the world's going anyway.
Yeah, but...
Everything's all Bluetooth and cordless and things like that. But
I still like a cable.
I don't want to be told.
Yeah.
What headphones I have to use. And the headphones that they're going to bring out with the iPhone 7 are probably going to be like $200 headphones.
Yeah, and garbage.
And they'll probably change the charging bit, the adapter, again.
And they'll probably punch some starving children in the face, I bet.
Billows, have you ever run a marathon?
Yeah, go on, Amber. Run a marathon. I've never even watched a marathon. Run one.
Well,
no, short distance was my thing in high school.
Sure it was.
Sprinting.
Don't know if you know, though, but marathon trainers will train for a really long time.
Marathon trainers will train. Did you read this article during that song like I told you to?
I was texting. Marathon runners train for quite some time. Obviously, a marathon's a pretty big deal.
Okay. How far's a marathon, Amber?
I don't know.
My God.
So a US teenager signed up for his second half marathon.
Okay.
So he'd done one through his school, and then he signed up to take on a marathon in half marathon in Philadelphia. His brother Peter was there, and his family were there supporting him. However, after he didn't cross the finish line, they became a bit worried. Like,
okay.
What happened to him? Did he stack it? Did he roll his ankle?
Oh,
whatever.
God, yeah, you would be getting worried.
Yeah. So his brother Peter had about 8 kilometres left. You're making me nervous.
Why? I'm just trying to get some details out of you and you don't seem to know many of them.
I know, I'm a bit nervous. He had about 8 kilometres left to go and the police caught up with him.
Yes.
Turns out he took a wrong turn and he was running a full marathon. And his family were like, well, no wonder he didn't cross the line at the half marathon. And 2 police officers on their bikes provided Evan with an escort to make sure that he finished.
Good on him.
Because the police officers were like, I was not going to stop him. Like, he'd already achieved so much. And, yeah, finished with a very reasonable time of 5 hours, 23 minutes and 11 seconds.
How do you know it's reasonable?
Because that's in the world of marathon running. And I don't know if you know this, Billows, but I know about marathon.
You don't even know how far it is.
I don't know. I don't know at all. But from what I'm told, that's a pretty reasonable
You've got
time.
No idea. You know his name's Evan and he got lost and ran a marathon. That's it. Apart from that, you are making it up as you go along.
No, I'm not. That's his time.
Yeah.
And it's very reasonable.
You have no idea if it's reasonable or not.
I sent the...
Liar. Emma, you ever see little novelty gag gifts in stores? They might be, I can't even think of an example, maybe like a fake thumb that looks like it's injured or something. I don't even know.
Good one, mate.
Can you help me out?
Yeah, no. Oh, okay, so let's do Christmassy themed kind of ones.
Sure.
All right? Like last year, I got us a melting snowman. Is that what you mean?
Not in the slightest.
Okay.
Not in the
I'm
slightest.
Wrong. You asked for help. I tried.
Yeah, after you made fun of me with my relevant one. Amber, a surf store called City Beach has been left a little red-faced and has quickly removed one of these prank products after it got a bit of social media backlash.
What was it?
The prank product they went with, because it's in pretty poor taste, is a prank pregnancy test. That always comes up positive.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's just a million reasons why this is just in horrible taste. I mean, it could have serious relationship ramifications if you decide to prank your boyfriend with it or partner. Give it to a female who, you know what, might be struggling a little bit conceiving or going through IVF. All they dream in the world is seeing a positive result and you give them this wacky gift.
Yeah, but why would ya?
Well, Amber, I don't think I need to tell you, there's morons out there. There's heaps of them.
Have you done a head count lately? Half a memorial.
Why was that at a surf store? Like, that seems like a weird kind of... To start with, it's kind of the wrong...
Yeah, but have you seen, like, they seem to be, a lot of surf stores, or just clothing stores in general, seem to be branching out into things that have nothing to do. Like, this is completely irrelevant, but, like, sort of similar. If you go into Cotton On, they sell selfie sticks.
Right, okay.
I go there for singlets and long-sleeve T-shirts. Why is there a selfie stick here? All right, fair enough, more power to you.
I bet you bought one.
I did not. You know damn well I got one for free from Star FM, Amber Wheatland. Amber, a lot of people don't trust banks. It's just a fact.
Okay.
So a lot of people, I won't say a lot of people, some people,
yep,
will bury their money or hide it or things like that.
Yeah.
Obviously not the safest way. I mean, if you hide it somewhere in your house and your house burns down, bing, bang, bong, no more money.
There goes all your cashola.
Yes. A Chinese fisherman named Wu Chen. Wu Chen. Sorry, I started thinking about Wu-Tang Clan. I'm sorry. That one was just for me.
Stop it.
Wu Chen was trying to protect his neck when he buried his money out the back. His nest egg of... it boils down to about $7,500 Australian dollars. He buried it in the backyard. He went to make a withdrawal from his nest egg to find that the bag he had put it in was quite biodegradable and worms and bugs had got to his life savings.
Oh, Wu Chen.
Stop it.
I just said the man's name.
You did. You did. Wu Chen.
Wu Chang.
I can't even get his name right now. Amber, heaps of New Zealanders migrate to Australia. Completely legally, of course. They don't come by boats, everyone. Calm down.
Cool it.
They come through Tullamarine Airport
and
come here and work and all that sort of thing. We've got a very good relationship with the New Zealanders and
G'day,
the New
guys,
Zealand government.
Listening.
Love your work. Big fan.
Love ya.
I've got a lot of Kiwi friends, and I've also got a lot of Kiwi friends who fit into this category because a lot of New Zealanders come to Australia and conveniently forget about their student loans. And I've seriously got mates who have done this. Just like, well, New Zealand's dead to me.
So the loans that they acquired while they were in New Zealand?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Basically, they do their university study over there and then just bail.
Do they have the same HECS kind of thing as we have?
I'd imagine it's fairly similar.
Yeah.
I'd say it's quite similar. But this problem is leaving the New Zealand government in an $840 million hole.
Oh.
So the Kiwi government has said, Kiwis, if you're planning on coming home for Christmas and you are one of these people, there's a chance you'll be arrested at the airport.
Oh.
Or if you try to leave the country and you're one of these people, again...
You might be arrested at the airport.
Yeah. Is that not madness?
Oh.
Well, maybe not madness, but geez, it must
intense.
Be a big problem if that's what they're resorting to.
Totally.
Oh, it's a bit scary. I mean, geez, but it makes sense.
You just want to go home and see mum and dad for Christmas.
Yeah. Well,
but now you can't if you've got a student loan debt.
It's like, you owe $200,000, so...
What? Is that how much it would be?
In some cases, yeah, possibly even more.
Wow.
Depends how much study they did.
Well, if you can't go home for Christmas, my New Zealand friend's listening.
I just want to go home and eat some ham.
You can just come and hang out with me.
And some eeks.
So racist.
No, New Zealand accents are fine. They're free for all.
If you don't have anywhere to go, you can come and hang out with me and my family.
Yeah, like Amber's going to have any food this Christmas. Amber, Lil John's in the news.
Okay.
This makes me happy.
I'm just preparing myself.
To be honest, Amber, it's a pretty mundane story.
Oh, okay.
I just like talking about Lil John because he's hilarious.
At every given opportunity.
Oh. Emma, Lil John has he's got a 4-bedroom home worth $1.2 million, which in the hip-hop scheme of things, pretty humble, I'd say.
In the Hollywood side of things. Like, I mean, he's super famous. That's a very humble home.
He lives in Alpharetta, and I don't know where that is. He could be in the mountains for all I know.
It's not Calabasas, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's got a different name place entirely.
Yeah.
No, you're spot on. No. Let's list other places it isn't.
No, let's get to the
story.
It's
not Afghanistan.
That's what is happening.
Not Mildura. Amber, he got some renos done.
Nice.
So, $22,000 worth of renos he got done. He just got some walls plastered, I think, from the look of this. He got some plumbing done. Maybe he got a new ensuite put in, something
maybe.
Like that.
Yeah.
Didn't get heaps done, but he's refusing to pay the bill for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So, three tradies are suing Lil John at the moment.
So the tradies listening, imagine that. You get a 22 grand payday, but don't even get paid on payday.
I'm just picturing just the conversation that is occurring at the moment. It's like, oh, Mr. John, yeah! I finished that work that you asked me to do. Okay! you are really full on in person, aren't you? I've got the bill here. It's $15,000. What? $15,000. What? Oh, wow, I can't say this any clearer. $15,000. What? Are you going to pay the bill? Okay. Oh, actually, no, I'm not going to pay that bill.
Give it up. This is Scoopla.
So we know Sofia Vergara.
Oh, I love her.
Recently got married to Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, the dude from Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm. Very handsome guy.
Yeah.
Very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
They're going to live happily ever after, I'm sure. But Sophia was on the Ellen DeGeneres show and they had a really awkward exchange.
Okay.
Turns out Sophia invited Ellen to her wedding, which was held in Florida.
Yeah.
Ellen RSVP'd yes, but didn't show up.
Oh, I hope Sophia's there with a bill.
Well, apparently Ellen couldn't make it to Florida because, I don't know, she works or something.
Then watch the RSVP, yes.
I don't know. Sophia said, why didn't you make a little bit more effort to go?
So racist.
I'm sorry.
Keep going. You've started now. Don't you dare stop.
It's not like they're holding a production for you for one day. That's terrible. And Ellen,
I like that you had your hand on your hip like Assassin Latina as well. She took it off while she spoke like Emma and then put it back on to be Sophia Vergara again.
Ellen had to awkwardly reply, like, I do a show every day. And, by the way, you had a wedding in Florida, so that's probably why. So
then RSVP, no!
It was very awkward. Sassy Sophia, you like that?
Well done.
She then said, she's like, oh, I was going to bring you the gift bag, but no. So she bailed out of bringing the gift bag, and I'm sorry if I offended anyone with my racist.
No, it was fine. It actually did sound quite a bit like Sophia Vergara.
Whoa.
If you were just going, oh, here's a story about a Latina, I'm going to do this voice, but you were impersonating Sophia Vergara quite well.
Modern Family, such a good show.
Yeah, I love it.
I want to watch it all day, every day, forever.
You can. We knock off at like 9:01.
Oh, yes, stars, gossip and hype. Head along to starfm.com.au. We're getting very close towards Christmas now, friends.
3 weeks today.
A popular spa has been filling its massive baths with a combination of red wine and water.
Why?
I know. Okay. So, vinotherapy. That's the kind of therapy I need to go to.
That's what we do on a Friday night.
Supposedly cures everything from wrinkles and cellulite to blood clots and cancer. And yes,
it cures cancer.
The women have been in the bath treatment just gulping up the red wine.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I want, a bit of human soup with my red wine. Amber, I'm gonna give you some behind-the-curtain information here.
Oh.
Back in the day, I used to be a lifeguard. Mm. I was a rubbish lifeguard, don't get me wrong. I've seen behind the scenes of a public spa.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want...
Christ.
Not only do you not want to be drinking out of them, I wouldn't suggest putting your skin in them.
Yeah, but, I mean, if it's only one person per spa...
Yeah, but I mean, if you're
in a bath, right? Yeah. I mean, I could go home and fill my bath with red wine.
You could. This is the season for wine sales, so if you were going to do it, now's the time.
I bought a case of Shiraz the other day.
That's not going to be nearly enough to fill a bath, but...
They're mixing it with water?
All I'm saying is that I have seen people who think they're in private in a public spa.
Ew.
Let's say that.
Okay, that's...
You don't want to drink from them.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on 99.5 Star FM.